is Jim from Safety Wars. Before we start the program, I want to make sure everyone understands that we often talk about OSHA and EPA citations, along with some other regulatory actions from other agencies, legal cases, and criminal activity. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Proposed fines are exactly that, and they are often litigated, reduced, or vacated. We use available public records, news accounts, and press releases. We cannot warranty or guarantee the details of any of the stories we share, since we are not directly involved with these stories, at least not most of the time. Enjoy the show.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
And from the border of liberty and prosperity in the highway to the north, this is Safety Wars for Monday, December 23rd, 2023. How's everybody doing there? We're doing fine here. New software, new way of doing things here. And we, let's see what we got here. Boom. Okay, there we are. All right.
You are listening to Safety Wars. Tomorrow's Safety Today.
Yeah, here we are. Okay, so it's 8:01 Eastern time here, 1 minute past. Trying to add some new stuff, your new software. There's a steep learning curve. Anyway. Just, enjoying this holiday season. So we have some more music, new music here. Tell you what, it is cold. So what happened on Friday? I planned on being here on Friday, but I got a case of laryngitis and a hideously bad cold. Hideous. It was just horrible. I am with the new software here. We're giving it a go. I'd be better off learning how to increase our production value. Is what we're trying to do for 2025, but why wait till 2025? So we're doing it in 2024. Here. That's basically it. That's what we're doing. And since it's Christmas season, let's put on some Christmas music.
Safety Claus is coming near with a bag of hard hats bright. He brings peace to every sight. Checks the harness, checks the gear, spreads the cheer without the fear. Guide the workers through the night, makes their task a pure delight. Safety Claus, Safety Claus brings us peace without a pause. Safety boots and signs so dear, keeps us safe throughout the year. Nails the rules upon the wall, safety first for one and all. Holds the ladder steady straight, never lets us tempt our fate. Deck the halls with bright vest green, caution cones, a glowing scene. Through the factory to the field, Safety Claus, the worker shield. Safety Claus, Safety Claus brings us peace without a pause. Safety tight boots and signs so dear, keeps us safe throughout the year. night vest screen. Caution cones, a glowing scene. Through the factory to the field. Safety claws, the worker's shield. Safety claws, brings us peace without a pause. Safety tight boots and signs so dear, keeps us safe throughout the year.
How do you like it? Yes, we have licenses for all this, these songs, and we own the copyrights, everything else. In case you haven't noticed over the last almost 4 years, we have a little quirky sense of humor here. And I am a Weird Al fan, and we do have all of these songs, right, are inspired by Weird Al. But it's fun. It's the end of the year. Usually on Safety FM, people are getting this late in the day or very early in the day, depending on where you are. And where, you know, we have a little bit of fun here. No, it's about fun. One of the things was that came out of the whole COVID thing. If you're a safety professional, you should realize that we had the reputation of, for lack of a better word, being dull, right? And I'm driving my family nuts because I have all these AI songs now. Yeah, they're AI. I'm not going to lie. Basically, be careful what you click on when you see, I need like one or two songs for a presentation. Clicked on the wrong thing. I signed up for an annual subscription. I was like, really? An annual subscription? And I said, you know what? We're just going to run with it. And that's what we've done. We've run with all of this stuff here, so you may have noticed or may not. So we're on a new streaming platform here, or not exactly sure what we call it. I don't want to say what it is. But basically, our other one will not accept any of this music and edits it right out. And, you know, like I said, it's royalty-free. I only use royalty-free and everything else, stuff where I own it. And it's just the way it is. Very frustrating. Anyway, what else are we doing here? I'm making sure we're running on the streams here. And okay. All right, that's not working there. All right, but that's fine. We'll just overload it to that. A lot of news going on here. Here we have at least 174, I saw the video for this day, at least 174 Colorado skiers and snowboarders have been stranded for hours on a cracked lift, and they're forced to come down on ropes. Basically, if you want to get technical, they are on a suspended scaffolding, also known as a bosun's chair, being lowered down from these lifts. And it's just, imagine being up there, you're stuck for 5 hours. So 174 skiers and snowboarders stranded for hours. The gondola lift at Winter Park Resort came to a halt when the system detected a crack shortly after noon. The lift passengers were each lowered down by ropes. The process took 5 hours, leaving some riders stuck in the air for the better part of a day. By the way, beautiful view here. Ski patrollers reached the cabin of each suspended gondola from above and lowered the passengers' equipment to the ground before using a rope attached to each seat to safely move back and forth. Right, so they're on a bosun's chair there. On Sunday, workers are beginning to replace the broken part of the lift. State regulators and the lift's manufacturers are part of an ongoing investigation. The resort, in the peak of its holiday season, remains open and still has 21 other lifts operating. Sucks to be them. Here we have weight loss drugs help with fat loss, but they cause bone and muscle loss, too. This is from study finds by The Conversation. The research was led by Jennifer James of the University of Liverpool. So we've heard about these weight loss drugs, so Ozempic, semaglutide, Wegovy, and tirzepatide, Mounjaro. And they work by, and I'm not even exactly sure, based on what I am reading on these things, they're not even sure how they work. and they have may have broad-based application. So we use them for managing diabetes, for managing hunger pains, things of that nature. They help people by helping them feel less hungry. That's one of the things. They eat less leads to weight loss. One of the things is that it controls, from what I've read, impulse control. So it's not only alcohol, drugs, food, all of that that it may be helped with, but it, you know, many other things with this. And research is still ongoing. But what happens is you, when you lose weight, you lose non-fat mass. That's not only with this medication, but with just regular weight loss with that. So, I mean, as someone whose weight has been up and down, this is, you know, just news here. And, of course, what do they recommend? Right, diet and exercise with all this stuff. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. I'm just reading the news here. Sleep paralysis. This is something I do have experience with. Sleep paralysis. I got a phone call the other day from a listener, a family member slash listener. Oh, your December 10th program about helping people and mental health and everything. That was so wonderful and so uplifting. How did you know all that? I said, you don't want to know how I know all that. Sleep paralysis. I used to have this all the time. And basically, you wake up in the middle of the night, all right, and you cannot move, right? And so you're not fully asleep exactly, but rather in a state struck between sleep and wakefulness allows for a reliable pattern. People suddenly wake but cannot move because all the major muscles are paralyzed. Paralysis is often accompanied by the sense presence of another human or otherwise. Most eerie episodes involve striking hallucinations. This is an article from Sharon Kirky on the National Post website, nationalpost.com. And she's reviewing a book, Monsters on the Couch, by Sharpless. Now, how did I overcome it? I mean, I get it like two or three times a year. I haven't had it in years. What I did was I realized what was happening. And one minute that I realized what was happening, I didn't have sleep paralysis anymore. Right? Way I managed it. Okay, five, and this is from Independent, five curious health benefits of dark midwinter, according to science. As we, and this was written, why was it published today when the longest day and longest night was, shortest day and longest night was the other day? Right, so, again, what you could you do? Take it on positive. A lot of people see it as negative. Go out for a walk. Great thing. Go out and engage with nature, right? See your, practice your surroundings. Just enjoy the outdoors is basically what we're getting here with that. Now, don't stay indoors. Go outdoors if it's safe. I have to say that. I mean, if you're in New York City, be very careful about going on those subways, because what happened this week was horrific. All right, there was a subway attack, another one, right? We talked about one from a couple of years ago where the person just went on trial. And basically, this is a this is from the New York Post. Horrifying images show a person, I'm not going to mention his name, accused of burning a woman to death on New York City subway, watching her burn before telling cops he doesn't remember it. Horrific photos show the gruesome scene inside a Brooklyn subway car where a Guatemalan migrant allegedly set a sleeping woman on fire and then calmly watched her burn, later telling cops he had no memory of the savage killing. Well, surveillance cameras and other cameras say something else. I mean, this is just horrific. Appears that the woman needed a mobility device of some sort. with this. Allegedly the person is in the country illegally, according to the news reports. Now, just to make sure, you know what? Let's just take our first commercial break, and you're going to get some more music here also.
Safety Wars is streaming now.
SafetyFM.com.
In an unpredictable world, one voice rises above the chaos. Meet Jim Polzo, a seasoned safety expert who's navigated through some of the most dangerous scenarios, from anthrax, explosive cleanups, disasters, and numerous environmental cleanups, and lived to tell the tale. Now he's bringing his wealth of knowledge, insights, and experiences to you through Safety Wars. From workplace hazards to the hidden dangers in your own home, Jim covers it all with his engaging storytelling. Safety Wars isn't just a podcast. It's your guide to a safer world. Join Jim Polzo and become part of the Safety Wars revolution. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts and videos. Safety Wars. Your safety is our mission.
In the professional safety community, communication and planning are just a few keys to your program's success. The question many practitioners have is, where do I start? Dr. Jay Allen, the creator of the Safety FM platform and host of the Rated R Safety Show, has built a global foundation to help you along the way. Go to safetyfm.com and listen to some of the industry's best and most involved professionals, including Blaine Hoffman with the Safety Pro, Sam Goodman with the Hop Nerd, Sheldon Primus with the Safety Consultant, Jim Pozell with Safety Wars, Emily Elrod with Unapologetically Bold, and many others. As individuals, we can do great things, but as a team, we become amazing. Dial into safetyfm.com today and surround yourself with a powerful force of knowledge and support.
OSHA recordables, catastrophic losses, environmental disasters. You want answers? So do I. This is Jim Polzel with Safety Wars.
That's my daddy.
Weird Al has Christmas at Ground Zero. Safety Wars says Atomic Christmas.
Snowflakes fall like ashes down from the sky. All we want for Christmas is to not say goodbye. Tinsel twisting the truth, while Santa's sleigh and fallout just vanish from view. Silent nights with sirens blaring, nuclear glow in the air we're sharing. Deck the halls with shadows dark, holidays in a fallout.
On parade,
Singing songs in the chaos we made. Without the chime.
And that was Safety Warrior with Atomic Christmas. We're having fun during the Christmas season here, right? Why do we point this out here? Why do we cover things this way in a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek? What is that serious of a thing? We could sit here all NPR and say, hey, this is Safety Wars. Nuclear war is bad. Right, everyone knows nuclear war is bad, and we were involved in a thread today on one of the Facebook groups that I'm in, and they're talking about nuclear war, nuclear this, nuclear that. This is madness, what's going on today. Complete, I grew up during the Cold War, like many of our listeners there. This was madness. This is craziness with this whole situation that we have leadership that has gotten us on both sides here to this point. Here, some would say, like in that movie Terminator, the whole series, I mean the first three movies, it's inevitable, right? Inevitable to destroy ourselves. I don't know. It's craziness. All that you could do is be prepared. That's all the best you can. And support policies that are not going to exacerbate the situation. So this is from the Wall Street Journal. White House says Pakistan is developing long-range missile capable of hitting the U.S. Right, and they are verified to have nuclear weapons. Iran, it's believed, has nuclear weapons. I believe had nuclear weapons, but they're the only ones who had in that region that has verified the existence of nuclear weapons, and sort of like Israel is an open secret there. Developing, right, so now they are, weeks before he leaves office, the Biden administration said Pakistan is developing a long-range ballistic missile that could eventually provide nuclear arm in Islamabad with a weapon capable of striking the U.S. Man, that's wonderful. All that technology we let loose back in the mid-90s, great. Department of Commerce authorized. Took 30 years, but here we are with this. Weaken Iran. This is from the UK Telegraph, the Telegraph, .co.uk. Weaken Iran could hit back with a nuclear bomb, Trump told by the White House. Outgoing administration warns President-elect Tehran, right? Outgoing administration, meaning Biden, warns President-elect, that means Trump, Tehran may revisit its nuclear doctrine after events in the Middle East leave it weakened. They mean specifically the toppling of the Syrian government. Iran could move to build a nuclear bomb, if they don't have one already, after being weakened by wars in the Middle East, the White House has warned Donald Trump. Yeah, you know, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I don't know. Here. So, I mean, you go on to your favorite news search engine, and you see all this stuff here on nuclear stuff. Here we have on Newsweek. How Russia's tackler nuclear weapons stockpile compares to the U.S. Russia's extensive nuclear weapons drills and its choice to deploy systems in Belarus have dragged Moscow's tactical nuclear stockpile back into the spotlight. Admiral Sir Tony Radakin, the head of British military, said earlier this month that from Russia, we have seen wild threats of tactical nuclear use, large-scale nuclear exercises, and simulated attacks against NATO countries. This is all designed to coerce us from taking the action required to maintain stability. Radakin said during an address in London, NATO countries are staring down at the dawn of a third nuclear age. Radakin added, coming out of the previous era of disarmament pushes and counterproliferation, which followed the initial burst of nuclear arms races in the depths of the Cold War. Unreal. What else? Basically, we're outnumbered with this stuff. Is basically what I've always read here. Washington reiterated earlier this year previous estimates of Russia's non-strategic nuclear weapons stockpile means the smaller stuff is between 1,000 and 2,000 warheads, right? Somewhere in that range. Some people say 1,558. What does the U.S. tactical pile look like? State Department says that the Biden administration, like assessed that the U.S. did not need to match or mimic Russia's tactical weapons stockpile. U.S. has an estimated 200 tactical nuclear weapons, with roughly half deployed at Russian bases. The U.S. is believed to have around 100 tactical bombs deployed in five NATO countries on the continent. Wow. Right? And again, let's remember the context here. We had the Ukrainian war, not going good for anybody, depending on what your measure of going good is. Right? They have 2,000 weapons. We have 200. How did that happen? I thought that all of our nuclear stuff was solved after the end of the Cold War and then after that. You mean it wasn't? Really? Been fooled again. Maybe I should have a sound effect for that. Fooled again. Yeah, fooled again here. What else do we got here? Yeah, here you go. Fooled again. Where is that drum roll? Okay, maybe you heard it over there. All right. I don't know if you heard it or not with this new stuff, but we'll find out. Nope, you didn't hear it again, so we got to have it. Okay, well, we want sound effects. We got you on here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. What else do we have here? Iran expands weaponization. This is from Fox News, I guess. Iran expands weaponization capabilities critical for employing a nuclear bomb. The Islamic Republic of Iran has continued its pursuit of obtaining a nuclear weapon by not only stockpiling enriched uranium to near weapons grade purity, it has expanded its covert operation actions in developing its weaponization capabilities. According to information obtained by sources embedded in the Iranian regime and supplied to the National Council of Resistance of Iran, an opposition organization based out of D.C. and Paris, there are indications that Tehran has once again renewed efforts to advance its ability to detonate a nuclear weapon. God help us all. So, weak in Iran could hit back with a nuclear bomb, Trump told by White House. We already covered this. No, escalation. It seems like, and I could be wrong here, maybe this is just a conspiracy theory here, right? Conspiracy theory, all conspiracy theories. Maybe the goal is never to ever solve a problem. Could that be one of the things? I don't know. All right, so, we're going to get to some safety news in a minute here. Let's clear this up. Okay, here we have Biden commutes sentences of all federal death row inmates except these three. And President Joe Biden commuted a death sentence of 37 federal death row inmates, converting them to life in prison without parole with that. Now, I'll add this, that none of them were his, right? They're all from other, all from other administrations that had prosecutions, which means that, again, no political fallout here. And then it's not politics, I'm just saying. The only inmates excluded from commutation are Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, who orchestrated the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, Dylan Roof, convicted of killing 9 black congregants in a Charleston church in 2015, and Robert Bowers, responsible for the deadly synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. Actually, you know, all right, 2 from Obama, 1 from Trump, I guess. I don't know. Death penalty is like this, my opinion, my one man's opinion. The burden of proof is too low on all this. I mean, a lot of these people did not do the crime that are being executed. They know that. I believe it was Midwestern state that Republican governor, too, back around 10 years ago, got rid of the death penalty only because, guess what? We have issues, you know, issues with the convictions here. Robot army here. Ukraine deploys all robot battle force for the first time as deadly tech is launched at Putin's troops in Kharkiv assault. Again, it's probably cheaper. And again, the demographic issues in this part of the world are more severe than what we have here. We've covered it pretty extensively. I think we're one of the only programs out there. I covered this extensively along with a lot of the other stories. There we get a lot of these things way ahead of time here on Safety Wars. For example, the congressional reports here, the recent 500-page one on bioterrorism, not bioterrorism, we'll call it that, the COVID-19, and the other one on weaponization of the federal government by the Biden administration. Right. Again, on my LinkedIn and on my social media, I said we're going into politics in the second hour here. On the second hour, however, we have a second hour, I always say that when there's bad news, the government doesn't want you to know. When is it released? It's released on a Friday afternoon, preferably 3-day weekend. In this case, it's Friday afternoon. There is a 2-week hiatus until after the new year for Congress. And all of the Sunday programs are filmed on Friday morning normally. So the Sunday talk shows are uncovering the 17,000-page report. So, and again, I was cleaning up this weekend. We are having a major decluttering operation here and all things puzzle here. We got rid of a lot of stuff, donated, and everything else here over the last couple of years. And I came across this going through some paperwork here. This is a printout, and it was printed on April 23rd, 2003. So this is almost 22 years old, on the anthrax cleanups here in the local ones here. And I look down here, and it says new quarantine laws. And this is from April 23rd, 2003. Growing fears of biological or chemical attacks from terrorists have led 14 states and District of Columbia to update antiquated quarantine laws that were, I'll add to this, 20 years later, thrown out the window. So you cannot say that government didn't know about this stuff going on. And, you know, there was a heightened awareness after the anthrax cleanups that I was involved in, but now, you know, it went out the window. All their stuff from SARS COVID back in the mid-2000s went out the window, too, when this came in. We'll be covering that in the future. Robot armies. So now, we have been raised, in this country, at least in the West, on the Terminator films. I saw them all. I love them all. And, yeah, even the new ones that, like, flopped, I still enjoyed them. So here we have the robot army, Ukraine Physical Robot Battle Force. So they're running out of people here. Let me, you know, reiterate here. They're running out of people. The demographics are all screwed up. So you're going to see more and more of these automated systems here out there. So Ukraine has deployed an all-robot assault force to the battlefield for the first time to attack Russian troops. The deadly tech, including ground and flying drones, was launched in Kharkiv by Ukraine National Guard Brigade. Again, here they have a picture of a robot-equipped Browning 12.7-millimeter machine gun. That's 5.56 is... Okay, so 5.56 is the standard 223 round. No, not 223, it's 5.56 for the AR-15-style rifles out there, M16. This is double the size, 12.7-millimeter machine gun. And again, you're going to see more of this. And as we run out of people out there to fight these wars, what are they going to do? They're going to expand the draft, wherever the war, whoever's fighting the war, number one. Number two, they're going to go into automated systems here with this. And I don't see this ending well. Here we go. All right. Hold on. And we're going to throw this in our Eyes in the Sky by Safety Warrior. And we'll come back to you in a minute because we have a drone story coming up. Eyes in the Sky is about drones in New Jersey.
Birds above our heads, watching secrets and the streets we tread. Beeping lights and wings of chrome, guiding paths as we roam. In New Jersey skies they hover high, whispers carried by the night. Silent judges in the drone, leading us to the unknown. Eyes in the sky, they never sleep. Dreams and secrets, they conceal.
And that was Eyes in the Sky here. Again, a little tongue-in-cheek humor here with the news. You got to have fun. Russell, well, here we go. Chinese drones could be banned in the U.S. This is a story from the AP, even as Americans have grown reliant on them. So drones are used for everything, basically. You're looking at in the hazmat field. If I had to do it all over again, I'd be a drone pilot. People say, well, it's never too late. I'm not going to school again. No. Most drones sold in the United States, including those used by everybody, are made in China. They become a target of U.S. lawmakers who seek, as you see, the dominance of Chinese drones, not only as an espionage threat, because remember, if you are doing business in China, the Chinese Communist Party and the military run everything. Basically, that's what that's not Jimmy making up a conspiracy theory or anything. That they basically own you, right? With that, they have become a target of U.S. lawmakers who see the dominance of Chinese drones only as an espionage threat, but as a commercial threat because they make it nearly impossible for American manufacturers to compete, but also I'll add this, not in the article. Essentially, and there's tariffs and all this other stuff. What about the back doors with this? Don't trust them on that. Right? No, basically half the price in China. Have you heard about this in Florida? And this sounds like a Florida story here. Something like this would happen in Florida. This is, sorry guys. I mean, okay, we do have an Orange County, New York here where weird stuff goes on, and we'll leave it at that. So if you've ever been, about 2 years ago was the first time I saw a drone show. It was at the Rockland Boulders right up the street here. And they had every weekend they have, win or lose, they have in the summer fireworks. I mean, it's great. You have fireworks here. And one weekend they replaced it with drones. And it was just incredible to see how this all, you know, you have like 100 drones up there flying around, different configurations. And there are some good things with it, where less pollution, right? The animals over at the Hightower Animal Shelter are not freaking out or anything like that. A Florida holiday drone show took a tragic turn when more than a dozen of the aircrafts fell from the sky, leaving a child injured. The apparent mishap took place Saturday night at Lake Eola Park in downtown Orlando, Orange County, right? I think that's right. The Federal Aviation Administration confirmed to USA Today. About 6:45, the drones collided, the FAA reported, and fell into a crowd during the show. One person was injured during the event and taken to a hospital. It was a 70-year-old boy that got hit in the chest that he had to go under. Was forcibly hit in the chest and ended up needing surgery. Aye, aye, aye. I tell you what, they're going to start regulating this stuff a little bit more. Okay. Here we have Starbucks workers expand strike in U.S. cities. We're getting, we're two sets of strikes going on, soon to be three if they don't resolve this, the Longshoremen Union here with this. All right, Starbucks workers expand strike in U.S. cities, including New York. Starbucks workers have expanded the strike to four more U.S. cities, including New York, the union representing 10,000 baristas late on this Saturday. Again, you know what I did. I only go to Starbucks when I have a meeting there because, I don't know, we're up here in the Northeast. People like to have meetings at Starbucks. You know, hey, meet me at Starbucks. In my hometown of Woodbridge, New Jersey, they used to have advertisement for a local restaurant, the Rio Diner, world-famous Rio Diner, by the way. It said, meet me at the Rio. And that's where all the business meetings went to. Back in the day, not so much now. You could go in there and see all the power players in town and in the county really meeting at the Rio there. And there's a huge wall with all different autographs from years gone by for the most part. And unfortunate, this thing's changed. But now it's like Starbucks. Everyone meets in a Starbucks, it seems. And the five-state strike, which began on Friday, initially closed Starbucks cafes in L.A., Chicago, and Seattle, has added locations in New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. I'll keep an eye out for them. Workers United said in a statement it did not specify in what New Jersey city the walkout occurred. And again, no significant disruptions because there's only a few stores, and you could always go across the street and to the other Starbucks. There is here. Oh, it logged me out here. Hold on. Let me get logged back in. Hold on. And I don't have access to this article anymore. Stinks what happens. Okay, So I don't have that. Apparently, there is a... let's see. This thinks... Boom. All right. So, anyway, apparently, no, with blockchain technology, I've gotten involved in a little bit of it. I know a little bit about it. But if that system ever gets hacked, we're pretty much screwed with it. This is all electronic. It basically links all the computers together. It's my understanding of it. Wall Street Journal put out a big thing. All of it, no, I had access to it. Now it says you don't have access to it. Okay. Boy undergoes heart surgery after drones. We got that. Now, right, in the last 2 weeks, we went over some, in-depth congressional reports, and they weren't looking very good for the Biden administration. Now we have one that was issued today, and it doesn't look so good for Republicans, specifically one, Matt Gaetz. Right, Matt Gaetz's ethics report finds substantial evidence of statutory rape and prostitution, allegedly. Gaetz on Monday tried to block the report's official release filing for a restraining order in Washington, D.C. federal court. The House Ethics Committee found substantial evidence former Representative Matt Gaetz engaged in prostitution, quote, prostitution, statutory rape, and an illicit drug use, end quote, and an obstruction of Congress, and a long-awaited report on alleged misconduct by President Trump's original choice U.S. attorney. Gaetz made a last-minute futile effort in federal court to prevent the release of the committee's report. The court overwhelmingly suggests that Representative Gaetz did some very bad things with a 17-year-old female. No, not a good thing. Not a good thing. And again, if we recall, with a lot of these laws, if it's illegal here, you go into another country and you do the same thing, it's illegal there too. All right, so just because you go to another country, they have child prostitution, doesn't mean that it's legal for you to do it. If you're a U.S. citizen, you can't do that. Unfortunately, a friend of the program, her uncle, was involved in a situation like that, had a long history, so he figured he'd go over to Thailand. And after he was convicted here multiple times, and he went over to Thailand. And he was over there and he got caught, and then he confessed to the JonBenet Ramsey murder from the 1990s, and they had to investigate there. And after he got caught, apparently, according to the story that I heard from the person's niece who had to testify against this guy, the entire plane load, it was like a 737, was pedophiles and people who caught in sex crimes and everything else coming back to the United States. So it's really a major thing. I said, are you telling me that they actually went and they chartered a plane? She said, yes, Jimmy, they chartered a plane from Thailand to the United States, West Coast, to arraign everybody. And it was just wow. As it was a full plane, she said the information she had was it was pretty darn close to a full plane, because you had all those security people there, and then you have police officers, law enforcement, and you had the rest of the alleged perpetrators. Sick, 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 sick. And where are those 300,000 kids? All I have to say. In the shadows of Arizona's data center boom, thousands live without power. Living on one of the largest swaths of land in America without electric power, here we have. This is from the Washington Post, article by Pranshu Verma. To make meals, these people have to rely on canned goods, so because they don't have any electricity to cool things. They have no water because no hot water. They have a coal-powered heater and everything else. Again, big issue where you have big tech setting up these places without any electric in the surrounding community, according to the article. And again, not a good thing here. What I should have probably not covered that here. All right. This is from America's Death Highway. This is a story out of DailyMail.com, DailyMail.co.uk. America's Death Highway and the startling reason fatalities have surged. You're just brain dead is the thing from an article by Sheila Flynn. Traffic across around West Texas landscape began skyrocketing around a decade ago with barreling 18-wheels, flatbeds, and tanker trucks snaking as far as the eye could see along a two-lane road through formerly sleepy prairie land. The Lone Star State was experiencing as late as oil boom and had become ground zero for fortune seekers and everything else. And the exponential industry growth saw a number of rigs in the region jump from 92 to 565, clogging unprepared roads. US 285 became the heartbeat, and basically a lot of stuff. Now, this, I think this road has been in a lot of movies here, and they have, like, here you go, 839 crashes between 2016 and 2021 in a northern stretch. Right, and I mean, just stuff all over the place. Well, this is what happens when you have a two-lane highway, and it's straight for the most part, right to the horizon, no line on the horizon, as you two would say. And so how do you combat this? I mean, we were having this conversation today with post-COVID. Right. So one of the things I was doing, I shared this with Jay Allen when I was on one of the shows, you know, you're driving along and you're driving along. And then all of a sudden when I had, the effects of COVID, like a month afterward one time. And all of a sudden you get sleepy. I mean, sleepy to the point where you got to pull over. And that's basically what you have to do. You know, there's all different types of ways of staying awake when you're driving. The most effective way is to pull over and take a nap. Get out, walk around, get a cup of coffee. With that, why is anxiety worse at night? Lily Brown hears the same thing over and over again from her patients. They'll say, all day, I'm so busy. I've got deadline after deadline. This is from Time Magazine. Responsibility after responsibility. Then when I'm exhausted, my brain turn on. Turns on, and I have anxiety. Research has long suggested that for many people, anxiety symptoms spike and mental health otherwise suffers at night. A 2022 study labeled this phenomenon as mind after midnight hypothesis. Let me write this down. All right. Another study in 2024 in psychiatric research found that general anxiety peaks at various times throughout the day at around 8 a.m., 4 p.m., and 1 a.m. I'll agree. If you're worried about something, that's when you're going to feel it there. So you can put it like this, 8 a.m. on the way to work, 4 p.m. when you're leaving work, and 1 a.m. when you're trying to get to sleep, right? The longer you're awake, the more your body wants to sleep. Certain biological signal going on and on and on. Yeah, I believe it. Part of Santa Cruz Wharf collapses. Three people were reportedly rescued. Part of Santa Cruz Wharf has collapsed after being battered by waves mid-high surf warning. One of KGO-TV's cameras at the Santa Cruz Beach Wharf captured part of the wharf, blah, blah, blah. Three people fell into the water. Two of them had to be rescued. One was able to get out of the water on their own. And National Weather Service is warning everyone to stay out of the water and off the jetties, piers, and other waterside structures. Beachgoers are warned never to turn their backs to the ocean. Yeah, really. I mean, that sucks. You know, you're on something that collapses. All right. We're coming up to it. So I like to talk to futurists and people talking about predictions and everything. And this is out of Alex Sherman from CNBC here. He talked to several executives here, and they had some predictions for 2025. Executive one, Comcast will acquire the studio and streaming assets of Warner Brothers Discovery and merge them with NBC Universal. Okay. Comcast will acquire Charter and spin off the rest of NBC Universal. Fox will acquire most of Warner Brothers and Discovery assets. Executive four, Dana Walden will leave Disney at year end when she doesn't get the CEO job. Executive five, Jeff Bezos will be bullied into selling the Washington Post after President Trump makes it clear his space company, Blue Origin, will suffer his papers coverage. Executive six, several TV station groups will sell out of financial hardship. Executive seven, the Trump administration relaxes TV station ownership rules, leading to CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox buying up their own affiliates. Executive eight, Paramount Global will acquire Lionsgate after it spins off from Starz. Executive nine, a big tech company will acquire video game maker Electronic Arts. Executive 10, M&A hype. I don't know what M&A is. Around the industry will widely overblown. Paramount Plus, Peacock, and Max will get bundled together. And Executive 12, the sports streaming service Venue will never launch. Fox will license its sports content to ESPN streaming service. And Kathy Kennedy will depart Lucasfilm. Well, let's see what happens there. That's what I got for tonight. And again, one hell of a monologue here. So we're looking to do a Christmas show tomorrow with some Christmas, traditional Christmas readings and some Christmas music. Not parody music, I promise you, no parody music. That's for Safety Wars. And I'm going to put on our outro, and then we're going to leave with our patriotic salute. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Solemn Kwanzaa to everyone out there. Everything hits at the same time. Hanukkah also starts all at the same time here. So again, if you haven't, go out and spend some time with your family. If you don't have family, spend time with friends. Try to do something for other people. If you are suffering from any type of psychological issues, depression, which usually happens this time of year, go out and, well, for a lot of people this time of year, go out and get help. There are resources out there. Seek them out. For Safety Wars, this is Jim Polzel. Oh, one other thing. We plan on having as many live programs as possible here because one of the things I've always hated when I'm on that end, your end of the microphone, is that there are all these repeats and all this stuff isn't on anymore, and it's like, what the hell do I do? It messes with people's feng shui. Drop me a line here if you want to be a guest over the next 2 weeks, and you want to come on the show, talk, drop me a line, 845-269-5772. We'll talk. Can't guarantee anything, but we can talk, and, we'll work together.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Santa's up there on the rooftop with his safety harness tight. He's got the elf crew working, making sure he'll be alright. Climbing ladders ain't too easy when you're in a suit so red. But with guardrails and his helmet, he won't bump his head. Deck the heights with safety gear. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Santa's safe, so have no fear. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Every elf holds railing tight. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On this frosty Christmas night. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Reindeer prance in calculated steps on the snowy, icy roof. With their antlers perfectly aligned, not one single misstep goof. Deck the heights with safety gear. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Santa's safe, so have no fear. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Every elf holds railing tight. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On this frosty Christmas night.
Riding through